This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Talking a little NBA right now. Going out to the SDCCU fan hotline, joining us from NBC Sports, Kurt Helin, good friend of the show, good NBA guy. Kurt, how are you today?
I'm doing well. You know, nice quiet time of year for me. Get to put my feet up, relax, nothing going on.
Yeah, all right. Well, thanks, Kurt. We'll talk to you next week when something breaks. Today seemed like a really good day for the Lakers because they parted with three players that they don't want, and by doing that, they're able to open up more cap space. I was just talking with Tony about this.
Yes, why, I'm glad you're asking him this.
Yeah, why do other teams... It's not that I don't understand why the Lakers did this. I totally get it. I mean, they want to open up the cap space so that they can sign a max player. But why are they able to find another team out there that's willing to take three mediocre players just so that the Lakers can open up the cap space? That's kind of where I'm coming from here. I see this throughout the league all the time. Like, good teams say, I need to dump some players, and there's always a team out there that'll take those dumped players.
In the first case, in this specific case, it is the Wizards we're talking about, right? So
just yeah.
Realize, we're talking about a team that literally does not have a GM right now. They've got a guy in the interim role who may end up with a job full-time, but they have really messed up that whole search, and it really, I think it just speaks to the Wizards organization. So there's a little of that going on. There's two other things. They do get a second-round pick. In 2022 or whatever, but they pick up a pick, which is, you know, it's a sweetener. Also, they're higher on Mo Wagner than you would think. They had him higher on their boards last year. They kind of liked him more than a lot of teams. So they get a swing at a player that they kind of liked for taking on some salary that's not that big a deal to them.
Okay. So they get a player that might be okay. The Lakers are going to get a player who's going to be in the Hall of Fame someday. It just seems like such an equal trade. And Tony's laughing because he loves every second of this because it's all going to his Lakers. That's why.
Kurt, I want to ask you a little bit about, you know, Rob Pelinka. Because for a little bit there, people were like dancing on his grave. Like, he was the worst GM, bad guy. But quietly, I mean, it would seem that he's been able to get this Anthony Davis deal complete. When right after that deal was complete, then people were criticizing him because he didn't, you know, take the time to make sure he could get the space that was needed. Now this happens. What's your read on all this? Was it more that these things fell into his lap, or does he deserve a little credit for actually getting to this point and getting a meeting with Kawhi Leonard?
He deserves credit for that. Like, now, how much of that was Rich Paul pulling some strings and some other things kind of falling to him? You know, hey, that happens to every GM. Like, look, you've got to find a way to work with these things to a degree. Like, every agent's got to work every GM's got to work with agents. You got to find ways to make it happen. The bottom line is, he's captain of the ship, and on his watch, they have landed Anthony Davis. They have got a meeting with Kawhi Leonard. However that goes, they at least got their foot in the door. They have the cap space to land a max guy. He has managed this well enough, man. He's made it happen one way or another. My book is still out on him a little bit.
Yeah.
Let's just say that there was, forget what other teams and other people say about him. You don't have to do that. You can just go off the evidence of last year's team building to say, yeah, he's going to have to prove to me he can
Touché.
Build out a roster.
Touché.
Yeah, you know. But so far, so good this summer. So far, he has put them in the right position. I'll ask you this, though. If you're Rob Pelinka, and I mean, A, you've got spectacular hair now, but you're Rob Pelinka.
You're right. I got terrific hair. Let's keep talking. I like this.
Do you use that? I mean, you chase Kawhi Leonard, but if you don't get him, do you use that money to get one guy and go after Jimmy Butler, Kemba Walker, whoever you're going to chase? Or do you spread that around and go get two or three good role players?
If it's me and Kawhi Leonard says no, I'm going Clippers or Raptors, I'm spreading it out. I just watched Toronto And despite Golden State, I know they were hurt, but that seemed like a better form, an easier formula, honestly, to try to beat and win a championship. And that's the way I would go. I know some people are adamant about just filling that spot with a max. If it ain't Kawhi Leonard, I'm all for spreading it out and just getting two or three really good players.
See, I'm with you. First off, and I'll tell you guys this, but I think I've said this on your show before. I've written it for a year now. I heard going back to last summer, Kawhi really is not going to be a Laker. Like, right. That's just joining a super team and the fishbowl and spotlight that is the Lakers, even before LeBron. Just that's just kind of not – there's more drama and a little more chaos than he would prefer. My guess is that he doesn't go. But I'm with you. Look, Laker fans, this is really easy. You know, it's great if you've got Shaq and Kobe.
Right.
Who's your Derek Fisher? Who's your Robert Horry? You can't win a title, and you nailed it with this year's finals. If you build a top-heavy team, you better have everything go right.
Right.
I mean, that was the best top-heavy team ever. And, yeah, they won a title last year because everything went right. This year they didn't because injuries started to catch up with them. Kawhi Leonard was not 100% in that finals. I mean, he was still the best player. He was the MVP. I'm not about to take that away from him. He was not 100%. He was not as explosive as he was in the earlier rounds. He was kind of – his style of play still gets it done, but they didn't need him to be that explosive because they still had Fred VanVleet, and they had Serge Ibaka, and they had Danny Green. By the way, Danny Green's available. But you've got to have Marc Gasol. Like, you've got to have those guys, maybe guys who can't make the plays every night, but once or twice in a seven-game series can give you those moments and get you over the top.
It's depth, yeah.
All right, Kurt Heelan is with us from NBC. You guys are having a great little discussion about the Lakers here. I'm here to bust it all up because I disagree with both of you guys, and it's not to take you on in any way, shape, or form, but I'm just looking back at the history of the league, and it seemed to me that, I mean, going all the way back to the 80s, the Celtics had their front line of Bird, Parrish, and Dennis Johnson, and that, and the rest of the guys that were on that team, they were different every year. Yet the Celtics were one of the top teams in the league. The Lakers had, you go to the Shaq and Kobe thing, you mentioned Ori, you mentioned Fisher. They had a dozen guys like that. They were all over the place. The Chicago Bulls had Jordan and Pippen and Rodman and 10 guys who once in a while contributed. One year it was Paxson, one year it was Bobby Hansen, one year it was Steve Kerr.
Right.
So that's my point in the NBA. It seems to me that the Lakers would be better off to get a third superstar. And I only say it because it seems like those are the guys that really win championships for you. And if you get a third superstar, you're going to find five or six other guys that are going to want to come and play for that team. And I think Fred VanVleet's are a dime a dozen. It just so happened that this Fred VanVleet played with a really good Toronto team. So that's my feeling. Tell me how wrong that is. And it's okay if it is wrong.
Look, it's not where I would go, but I will say this. There are plenty of people around the league who make that argument. That, look, they're still going to get – I mean, I'll tell you who they can – I'll tell you three names I bet they land this summer. Kyle Korver. J.R. Smith has yet to be let go. J.R. Smith will soon be a free agent.
Yeah.
Nerlens Noel. Now, those are the kind of guys you're going to get on the minimum contracts, but you can get some guys – Nerlens Noel, by the way – probably a minimum contract guy. Coincidentally, Rich Paul client.
Mm.
But those are the kind of guys you can get, but might be able to, again, like you said, you just got to get them to pitch in here and there and do well enough. So we'll see. I've heard a lot of people argue that within teams, within the league, like, man, it's all about the top end talent. The other guys can be replaced. I just think they've already got two of the top seven players. And honestly, in Anthony Davis, probably the best running mate in terms of fit LeBron James has ever had. With all due respect to Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh, you know what he is? He is Chris Bosh in that he can pop out, he can defend, he can protect the rim, he can do all this. He's just literally better at everything. Like, he's just a better version of Chris Bosh at everything. And he's going to be a great fit. That let me tell you what, that 4-5 LeBron James pick and roll with Anthony Davis is borderline unstoppable if you put shooters around them.
Yeah, Anthony Davis is Chris Bosh with guard skills like Anthony Davis has.
Yeah, exactly.
Kurt, let me ask you, there's obviously a lot of questions about where the main guys are going to go. When it's all said and done, do you think we see the top, you know, five free agents in brand new spots?
Oh, no, I think it's going to be a little more – well, I shouldn't say that. I think there will be a little more guys staying at home than maybe some people think. Yeah. Although I'm becoming less sure of that by the day. I will say this. Klay Thompson's not going anywhere. I feel good about that one. After that,
yeah.
There was a while where I thought Durant might stay for a little bit. I'm more and more hearing that's not the case. That, you know, whatever New York team or maybe the Clippers sneak in, he's probably on the move. That, you know, Kyrie Irving, I thought, would stay for a while. Now, you know, let's just say that bridge isn't even burned. That's like bridge over the river Kwai. That thing is just blown to smithereens.
Yeah, that's
doesn't
dumb.
Exist.
Bridge over the river Kyrie, I believe it's called.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty much, it is destroyed at this point.
Yeah.
He's probably headed to Brooklyn, but there, you know, things keep, he changes his mind a lot, much like Durant. The problem with predicting those guys is like, what they're thinking today, what they're thinking tomorrow could be different.
Birds of a feather flock together are supposed to be best friends, so it makes sense.
Yeah, look, I wouldn't be shocked if they're both in Brooklyn. New York could possibly happen, although, honestly, if I were going to choose between those franchises right now.
Yeah, Brooklyn.
Brooklyn's just better set up, man. Better set up with role players like Caris LeVert and Spencer Dinwiddie and guys you can put around. Like we were talking about, like you can get some guys there right now that can help you. And by the way, James Dolan doesn't own that team, so that's another plus.
That's a big plus. That's a big plus. All right, Kurt, well, I wish we had more time because I have about six more questions. We'll have to get you on the flip side of the free agency this weekend and try to add it all up when it's all said and done. But great insight, as always. Good conversation, good NBA stuff, and enjoy the weekend. And let's see where it all falls.
Thanks, Kurt.
It's going to be a wild week. It's going to be a wild weekend. So, I'll talk to you guys soon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.